Ar-Rahman Rahim. So now, inshallah, we will continue our marriage class, which we started last week, which was about the gates of happiness in marriage. And the topic of last week was marriage is not a fun journey. Okay, and we discussed this actually in details last week, and one of the sisters was questioning why she has to be the one always to sacrifice, why she has to be the one always to, try to find solutions, why she has the one always to forget about her point of view, and why she has to be the one always, to forget about what she likes. Okay, her question was, why I am supposed to be always the one to offer the solution, okay, based on my sacrifice, okay? When me and my husband will have different points of view, for example, to go out or not, and he's insisting to go out, and I don't want to go out, why? Her question was, why I have to say, okay, I will go out for your sake. Then, for example, tomorrow I don't want to cook, and he wants me to cook. So why I am supposed to be the one to say, okay, in spite of the fact I am not interested to cook, but I will cook. Okay, and so on. Okay, her question was why. Okay, actually I am repeating her question and the answer because this is very important gate of happiness in marriage. Okay, because we are discussing the gates of happiness in marriage, bridges of love, okay, in details. Again and again, sisters, in life you must have a strategy for everything in your life. Okay, don't live the life without rules and without a strategy. Okay, because when you don't have a strategy, you will never have a plan and you will never succeed. Okay, but if you want to succeed, alhamdulillah, you must have a plan and a strategy which you believe in and you like to follow. You are convinced to follow. Okay, when you tell me why you are doing so and so, because, for example, why I am sacrificing, when my husband tell me, let us go, I tell him, okay, in spite of the fact I don't want, I am cooking, in spite of the fact I don't cook, I am not doing this, just, not to have a problem or without a plan. No, I have a plan and I have a strategy and I have a goal. And because of my plan, strategy and goal, okay, I am convinced to go out. And I am convinced to cook. And while I am out and while I am cooking, I am in a very good psychological condition. I am not pressurized, I am not fighting, I am not upset, I am not crying internally, okay? I am not preparing myself for depression. No, I am not. Alhamdulillah. Why? This was the question of the sister. Because I am living my life as an act of worship. Alhamdulillah. Because I am a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I am looking for my sake. You see, sisters, again and again, this is our problem in life. We don't understand the reality of the, facts of our life. Now I have two options, okay? Normal wife, not believing that marriage is an act of worship. Okay, I am a wife whom I am not believing that marriage is an act of worship. Now let us have two sisters so that you will realize how believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for your own sake. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us for any command, it is not for the sake of Allah not for the benefit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is not in need of any powerless human beings over the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all the power and all the will. So when he commanded his servants and slaves for a command, it is for their own sake. You tell me, Sister Mona, prove for me, I tell you, I will prove for you now, very simply. Okay, now if we have two sisters or two wives, okay, both of them are commanded by a command. This one, she's positive in the belief that, life is an act of worship. This includes marriage, okay? The other one is not believing, no problem. Okay, both of them, their husbands commanded them for a command, which they don't like, okay? This one, whom she believes that marriage is an act of worship for the sake of Allah, I am commanded
to obey this command, which is halal and not haram, not for the sake of my husband, it is for the sake of Allah. If I am doing it for the sake of Allah, immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make my heart to feel peace. And I will feel that I am rewarded. And I will feel that I am very strong. Why you feel that you are strong? Because in spite of the fact I was not interested at all, but I can control my spirit. Your spirit is your enemy. This is your enemy. If you can control your spirit, you will be the successful one. If your spirit will not be controlled like this one, you will be the loser. Now I will clarify to you. So now, my husband tell me, let us go. I think it over. I tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tell me to obey my husband because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell me marriage is an act of worship. Okay. That's it. It took from me 1 second. And I get my husband out of the equation. I am going out because I live my marriage as an act of worship because I am a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because my worldly life is a farm for the hereafter. You know, sisters, and because of these realities, I am always clarifying that the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be first very clear in the Lordship, oneness of the Lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will start next week inshaAllah. This is the most important basic element for the believer to live the life as an act of worship. If this fact, the oneness of the Lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not clear in the spirit, you will never be able to live marriage as an act of worship. At all. Okay, you want to say something?
In context with this, what if your husband asks you something
that's
not
today? It's not halal?
It's halal. Like, let's say with the ice.
With the ice? I can't.
The ice and everything. No, I don't.
What is ice?
With the snow and the weather.
Go out with in the
what
snow.
What if he asked you to like drive him to work?
Okay.
And you're sick. You should not be out. And it's
you are sick.
And then you get halfway there, or you get halfway home, and he asks you to turn around because he forgot a gift for his friend, and he wants you to go home and get it and take it back. Where are the limits between? Because there's nothing haram about what he's asking you, but I mean, come on, where are the limits in pleasing Allah and putting yourself at risk?
Okay, I will tell you what you are supposed to do. You see, I tell you one thing. You know, Sister Nora, this is why from the start I told you you have to have a strategy, and you have to have a plan, and you need to have a goal. Okay, this is what I start with. When my goal is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, and I have the strategy that whatever my husband tell me, I get him out of the equation, so long as the command or whatever he is looking for is halal, and I get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of him. Now, what I will do is for the sake of Allah, but let me finish for you this example, then I will tell you, answer your question, so that you will believe that what I am telling you, is this is for your own sake. Okay, so now this sister, she was strong, peace, rewarded, she tell him, okay. Let us go out. When you go out with the belief that it is for the sake of Allah, you must feel relaxed. You must enjoy going out. Okay, you must have a clean and clear spirit and heart. Okay? Don't go out very upset, so stressed, telling that I will make it a disaster for you so that you will never ask me to go out, you know, against my will, and this will be the final time for you. Okay? This is what my dearest sister here would do. Okay, the one whom, and it will end with a fight, okay, for both of them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows a fact, which I will mention it to you now, also very important, okay, now just remind me to tell you. So now the one whom she went out, and she forget completely, you know, sister, this is the most important. When you forget completely that he oppressed me, and my dignity, and my identity, and this, when you forget completely about this, and you tell to yourself, I am going for the sake of Allah. Allah loves me. Allah wants me to learn how to control my spirit. If I can control my spirit, I will be patient. I will be by time having the patience. The patience is the best gift for the human being in this life. You cannot be patient except when you start to control your spirit. I don't want to go, but I will go. And I will smile. And I will enjoy time because I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with me because I want to control my spirit. Your spirit is always having the shaitan to tell you never ever to agree, okay, and whatever you know about this. So this one, she actually, she got the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She showed her husband that she is a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She enjoyed the time. She saved her spirit, psychological condition, okay, and her time. Okay, these 3 hours. When you go out and you are upset and you are not happy and you remember the days before when your husband was always so bad and this is the reality of my life and it is always like this, who is paying the price? You are the one paying the price. Again and again, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this is from the experience, from the medicine which I learned from everything. Your enemy is the stress. Everything in life now is because of the stress. Believe me, you know, my leg is better now, alhamdulillah, because I try to get out of any stressful situation. The minute I am stressed, the minute I can't walk on my leg. Can you imagine this? Yes, I realize this. Your enemy is the stress. Your husband doesn't care. Let her spend the 3 hours under full stress. This is alhamdulillah. Stress after stress, bye-bye. He will take you out every day. Okay, so sisters, let us believe that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to leave marriage as an act of worship, it is for my sake. I enjoyed the time. Alhamdulillah, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to go out. It is more better for me. I am a true believer in Allah's decree that you may like a thing and it is good for you and you may hate a thing. The rule which we discussed 2 weeks ago. Maybe going out is better. And I am not going out for him. I am going out for Allah. Allah is rewarding me. I want to enjoy the time. Never stress. This one, alhamdulillah. By time, alhamdulillah, this sister will always be a patient human being. Allah loves as-sabirin. You will be from those whom Allah loves. And the most important, you will be strong. I don't care. What is the problem? Going out, staying at home, cooking, what I can do everything. You see, this is the way, not the opposite. This one is a totally weak human being. I will not go. Or if she will go out, she will be upset and she will fight. Allah will punish her. This is number one. This is, you know, related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, her relation with her husband will be down gradually. Number three, she will lose the time. She will be having distress. She will hate her life by time. This is how we hate our life, sisters. Because we are living against the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Life can be very simple if you have the rules of life. These are the rules of life. Okay, the rules of life is that. Life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I only created man and jinn to worship me. What is the meaning of worship me? To follow my rules. What is the rules? Life is an act of worship. For Allah's sake. For Allah, you tell me, Sister Mona, this sister was telling about you this and this and this. I tell you, sister, for Allah's sake, forget. You tell me why you are forgetting. I tell you because I don't want to have stress. And I don't want to be upset. I don't want to have high blood pressure. And I will be the loser. And what, you know, I lost everything. She didn't lose anything. Okay, this is number one. I never put myself in any stressful situation. None of the human being costs that they can put me in stress. Never. She tell about me, let her tell. But, O Allah, for your sake, I will be patient. Alhamdulillah. I will take her good deeds. Alhamdulillah, I don't have stress. What is the most important is that I train myself. I am every day more strong, more tolerable. I don't care for the human being at all because I am living with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you will be this kind of human being, alhamdulillah, nothing in life can put me in stress. He wants me to go out. Let us go out. Very nice. Excellent. Cook. I will cook, inshallah. It will be very good. Why? For Allah's sake. And sisters, again and again, the stress. Okay? And the most important, sister, there is a very important point I want you always to keep it in mind. When you live your life for the sake of Allah, Allah will take care of you in every second. Okay, all the time you will have something give you trust in your heart. Okay, all the time when someone will tell you there is a problem which will face you tomorrow, you tell her, no, I don't care. Again, you are away from the stress. Then when you tell me, Sister Mona, why you don't care? I tell you because everything is up only to Allah, not to the sister or to any human being. It is up to Allah and all praise to Allah. I am living my life according to His rules. Allah promised in the Quran, those, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْضُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Those whom they fear Allah and obey His commands, Allah will make for them an outlet from ways they never expect. Up to the sister that I will have a problem. But the sister doesn't know the outlets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am sure 100% that the owner, creator, planner, Allah, the will, the power, will fulfill His promise to me. I fear Him. He will take care of me. I am never in stress. You see, this is the obeying of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you, when you will live, and because of that, when the sister, let me answer the question, when the sister was asking me, why I have to sacrifice, you are not sacrificing. You are the winner. I am the winner. Number one, because I am living my life as an act of worship, obeying the commands of Allah is the source of the trust and mercy in your spirit, which none on the earth have it except you, because of this one. Number two, I am more strong. Number three, I am rewarded. Number four, I will be patient by time. The most important for the worldly life, no stress in my life, in spite of the fact I am a very realistic human being. Because there are many people whom they don't have stress because they are living the dreams. They are unrealistic. They don't evaluate the life correctly. But the true believer is realistic 100%, but in spite of the fact, he never or she never have stress because all praise, you will be all the time saying one word. All praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Your husband will tell you, go, Alhamdulillah. Stay in, Alhamdulillah. Cook, no problem. Don't cook, excellent. Then your husband will never ask you for anything because your husband will realize that Alhamdulillah, you will always obey him. At the end of the day, you are the winner. This is based on the belief in the oneness of the Lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, based on the belief that life is a farm for the hereafter, and sister, based on the belief that we must live life as an act of worship. Inshallah, I will continue with you the gates of happiness in marriage next week, inshallah, and let us make the dua. You are revered sisters, okay? Your knowledge about oneness of Lordship of Allah and this kind of knowledge, I don't think it is much, okay? Your relation with the Quran also as a source of mercy and as a source of healing and cure is also not too much, okay? So I am not supposed to expect from you more than, you know, what I am supposed to expect. But again, you are a new Muslim. Okay, I want you to learn the Islam, you know, from the proper way, from the start. I want you to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses you to become a Muslim. Okay, especially in this very difficult time, this means that Allah loves you. Allah inshallah will reward you. Allah is taking care of you. I want the reverse sister to feel very different from us
you know, born Muslims, because to be a revered sister and a Muslima in this time, practicing Islam, not Muslima by name, because many revered are Muslims by name, like us, Muslims by name a lot also, okay? But if you want to prove to yourself that Allah chooses you because you actually deserve to have a good worldly life and to have double the reward from the born Muslims and to have the paradise as the final destination, put full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever your husband tell you, do it. Have full trust that Allah with you. Take me to work, take him to work. Bring me back, bring him back. There is snow. Actually, yesterday, this is not snow. Just I need to clarify to you this. I leave the snow. This is not snow at all. Snow means 5-6 inches and snow on the roads and something totally different. Okay, just to clarify to you this. Okay, if the snow will not stick to the floor and it will not increase and it will not make the wheel to turn, okay, this is not snow. Okay, so it was not a snow. Okay, if you are living with him for the sake of Allah, which is not easy, which need power and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do the best. He told you, I forget, no problem. You are upset, yes. But you will do it, yes. Why? Because I want to be more strong. I can control myself. The reward will be more and more. Always look for the reward. Not only the reward in the hereafter. First, the reward in this worldly life. The more you control your spirit for the sake of Allah, the more Allah is closer to you. All the time. Okay? So, if you want to prove to yourself that you are a true believer, accommodate and tolerate and forgive and forget, okay, and be sure that you are the winner in this life and in the hereafter. If you can't follow this strategy, you are still a little bit far away from the belief in Allah, from the mercy of Allah, and from the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, inshallah, in every class I will discuss this in more detail with the real stories, and let us make the dua now. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our Ameen. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all love in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Ameen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, and from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves, and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.